It's Mojo in the Morning. What did your dad do to embarrass you? What did dad do to embarrass you, Arlene? Hi.
Hi. My father had quite an impressive gun collection. And on every first date, I had to have the guy come in, and my father would sit him down and go through his collection of guns and impress upon him that I needed to return in the condition I left in.
That's classic. Dads always do things to embarrass their daughters, especially when you're bringing home that date for the first time. Hey, Marilyn, hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, what did your dad do to embarrass you?
Well, I've been married to the man that was I was embarrassed with for 42 years.
Oh, good for
now.
You, congratulations.
Thank you, and my father brought out the alarm clock and wound it. It's like, this is a message, it's time for you to go home. My dad is now 90 and we still laugh about it.
It's a classic. Thank you so much for listening to us, Marilyn.
Thanks, we enjoy you. Thanks.
Thank you, appreciate it. Tina, hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, what did your dad do to embarrass you?
He used to require a copy of a driver's license and a social security card before I was out the door.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And he really, like, seriously make a copy of them?
Yes, he did. They had to have it with them before they even came in the house, so.
Do background checks, huh? I remember when Chelsea's dad asked me if I would meet him at an off-site location when I started dating her. We met at Denny's.
Really?
At 8 o'clock
at
night.
Before you started dating her?
Yeah. He called me up and said.
And he had a shovel in the trunk? You got a little nervous?
He said, I would like to meet you at Denny's. I was so scared. This is the first time I've ever had a dad that wanted me to go to an off-site location. I thought that he was going to show up there, you know, wearing like a black mask and jump me. I had a friend of mine who was a cop show up and sit in the parking lot waiting to make sure that I was okay.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I was really scared. And it's funny because Chelsea's dad and I were talking, and he started asking me questions about my family, and he asked me about my mom, and I started crying. And so I was sitting at the table kind of crying a little bit, and then he started crying.
Aww.
So my friend is looking in the window and sees us both crying, and the first thing that he's thinking is, something just happened, and I missed it. So he ran inside, and it was Jack. It was our good friend. My friend Jack did this, and Jack walked in and says, everything okay? And Chelsea's dad, and I need to explain what was going on. What did your dad do to embarrass you when you brought that guy home for the first time? 313-298-9595. Dana, hi. What did your dad do?
Hi. He used to work for the police department, and he got the guy's license plate number. He used to actually run outside and get the license plate number, and he used to do a background check.
Wow. So he would go to work with it, do a check on the guy. Did any of these checks ever come up bad?
A few of them.
Were they convicted of crimes, or what was the deal?
One was murder.
What?
The other one was a drug dealer. So.
Oh my God. I think your dad is smart.
Yeah. It was embarrassing, though.
Embarrassing, yes, but you almost went out with a murderer.
Yeah.
Your dad is smart, and you got a really bad taste in guys.
I didn't know.
All right. 313-298-9595 is our telephone number. What did your dad do to embarrass you in front of the guys? Now, you've got some for us. What was yours?
Hi, how are you?
Equal opportunity for the guys. Dad embarrassing you.
Yes. My friend John and I went to the bar, and we picked up a couple of hotties. Brought them back to my place, had them in the basement.
Uh-huh. How old were you at the time?
Oh, I had to be about 22.
All right, good for you.
Yeah. Dad comes downstairs wearing tidy whities, a real short white T-shirt, his belly sticking out, scratching his butt, and he says, which one's for daddy? It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever had to do. Oh my God, the girls just looked at us and basically left.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
Watch out. Don't ever bring your girls home when dad's around.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this story, but my dad, it ended the same way as his story as far as my dad being out in the tidy whities and the T-shirt and his belly hanging out. But there's this girl named April, and I was interested in her, and I had her over at my place. And I think I had some other friends there. We were screwing around, and at the fair, I had gotten these, handcuffs. I had handcuffs.
What do you call it?
Handcuffs. I was trying to think of the word. And so I talked her into putting them on, and it was like, it wasn't the kinky, or it wasn't what you're thinking. It was just, you know, goofing around. I'm like, hey, put these on. And then I'm like, our neighbor, which she knew, was the head of the police. He was the police chief. So I said they came from him, and I don't even have a key for him. He'd give them to me as like a joke to play around, and couldn't get them off. So we woke my dad up. My dad gets the tools out, the whole deal. He's standing there in his underwear and the T-shirt trying to get the She freaked out all the way. I mean, we kept the joke going all the way to the police station. It was hilarious.
And obviously, that's why you're not marrying her, but you're marrying a girl named Stephanie.
Right.
So you
stop
doing that.
Believe it or not, I don't talk to her anymore.
Krista, hi. How you doing? One last one. Otherwise, we'll be going the whole show on with the embarrassing dad stories. Krista.
Hi.
Hi. What did your dad do to embarrass you?
Well, my dad was in the explosives unit in the military. Uh-oh. And I wasn't ready, you know, when my boyfriend got there. And so he was sitting in the living room waiting for me. And my dad explained to him how he could blow up his car without anybody ever knowing.
That's the winner.
Watch out for dad.
Oh, man, you wonder why you only get a hug at the end of the night.